It's Energy FM Sport in the studio talking football with John Gotland. Also, Scott and Richard from Douglas and District. How are you doing, lads?
All right, not bad, you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you very much. Let's start off at the top then, and your season, let's sum it up.
Go on, Scott, you go first, lads.
Hit and miss, really. Started off poorly, a few bad results, route to the bottom of the table. And then around Christmas time, we got a couple of players back who'd been travelling. And since then, we've had a few defeats, but on the whole, it's been more good than bad, I'd say.
I mean, looking at Manx football over the last few years, I mean, you mentioned the start of the season being rooted to the table. Douglasson District did seem to be the bottom of Division 2, and that seemed to be, you know, quite a standard thing. But to be 4 from bottom now?
4 from bottom, yeah.
I mean, Dizzy Heights, that.
It is fantastic. Nosebleed territory, isn't it? And who are the players that have come back from travelling that you think that have helped?
We've had Dave McDade and Andrew Gosnell, a couple of big players for us. They were travelling New Zealand for a few months, so they missed a big part of the season. You know, even though just a couple of players, it does make a big difference to our team.
Good players that come back as well help out, don't they?
So since you know, they've come back and they've helped you up the table a little bit, and you've got some decent wins, everyone a little bit happier at the club.
Yeah, the banter's flying around, to be honest. Like, they're really, really good. If you enjoy your football when you play with your mates, it doesn't matter what the scoreline is at the end of the day. But if you are winning, it helps, doesn't it? So.
And we've mentioned Douglasson District free scoring a couple of times this season, John.
Yeah, like the boys say, they've had an indifferent season. I've refereed them a couple of times, and they've always lost, funny enough. But Richard's always been nice. Richard's the kind of guy who comes up to you and he doesn't shout at you. You know, if you make a mistake, Richard will come up and say, have a quiet word with you. And that's when you're a referee, you like things like, you don't want anybody shouting in your ear so everybody can hear it. He'll come up and say, just have a little look at that number 3, and I think you got that one wrong, ref. He's a good club captain. But when he was the club captain, you were also the manager, the dishwasher, and you did everything, didn't you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Put the flags out.
Yeah.
Nets up.
Yeah.
Everything he did. And a team like Douglasson District will struggle every time because they haven't got their own pitch. Mm. And what do you pay every week for a Corby pitch? Is it about £100 or something?
It's something like that. We move up to Nobles now, so it's gone up a little bit, I think.
So how does a club like Douglasson District survive? Because it must be 2,600 before you even kick a ball.
Yeah, we try and get money at the start of the season from various people to keep the club alive, and then it's all about obviously your subs that we try and get up beforehand before we've even kicked a ball, which is hard because obviously players have got to make a commitment before the season started, which is where we can struggle to get the money in and the equipment and whatever happens after that. It's like a domino effect, really. But yeah, it does, having a Corby pitch does add more.
A domino effect. I thought you were looking for a sponsor there.
That was a little hint.
I think the social side of the club is very good as well, though. We had a race night recently, which raised a lot of money for the club, and most of the people at the club are always willing to come to those type of events. Which
so you're going forward then?
I see it that way,
yeah,
yes.
Looks like
but
it.
We are sure, if anyone's listening out there who's kicking a ball, or not kicking a ball rather, on a Saturday and they want to play next year, definitely come down. Could be about 3 or 4 first team players missing of being a decent team. And I reckon we'll get as high as 6th, which is high for D&D, do you know what I mean? So 3 or 4 players short, so if anyone is interested, just look on our website.
Well, what about your combi? You've got a main man in your combi there.
You know well, don't you? John and JP, don't you know?
He's a little fella. What's his name?
He's bald.
Quite grumpy sometimes.
God, man, there's a few of them. And
Tony, you mean Tony?
Yeah, I do.
Tony Stewart, that's it. Yeah, little grumpy little dwarf fella.
Why is he not getting a game then?
I think he's had his day. I'm not sure when that was, but I think he's had it.
He's on the side of 40, I think, isn't he, now? And he's, he's not been, last couple of years, he's not been in the first team and what have you.
Well, when I refereed you, there was nobody the wrong side of 40. Everybody was over you with a little boy in the block, weren't you? I mean, you had Liam playing right back.
He's 79, he is, so yeah.
You're not joking there,
no,
are you?
Not either. No, Tony, he works hard at work, but when he gets on the football pitch, he likes them own. And he does. But he, to be fair, he's been with the club since day one, so utmost respect for that. And he can take a joke, good old Tony, so he'll appreciate being mentioned.
I hope he can. Is he playing this week in the... You're no, 6 shot? No, you're not putting him in.
We're playing with 10.
Well, Tony, I tried for you, mate. And he is 6'7", by the way. And when he jumps...
In the House of Mirrors, maybe. JCK in general, the second division, what do you think of the standard down there?
Well, St John's are probably the best side that the division has ever seen, I'd say. And apart from that, it looks like Mills probably will go up in second.
Even though Rams Youth Centre have had
Rams Youth Centre do have a chance. Yeah. But I think it'll be interesting next year because with all due respect to the two teams that are coming down, they won't be the same standard as St John's. We've shown by beating Mills that pretty much anyone in that division could beat anyone on their day. So it'll be an interesting division next year without St John's in it, who look like they're going to win every game and probably the best side that division's ever seen.
We had a great scoreline at half time against them, by the way. 0-0.
No,
I won't say what the full time score was. It was 10-0, but it went 0-0 at half time. It was quality. But yeah, they are something else. You just cannot keep up with some of them. The two Glovers, Nick Kurt, and other various very good players as well. So.
Young Michael Peace, he likes to put the ball in the back of the net as well.
So yeah, other than, like Scott said, other than St John's, pretty much anyone can beat anyone.
It is a little bit that. How does that affect you going in like a Saturday afternoon? It's obviously you play St John's, you sort of you give it a go, but you accept that you're probably going to come out, you know, on the wrong side of the result. But with the other 12 teams in there, you must feel that you can have a crack at them.
Well, yeah, I mean, at the start of the season, we probably felt like that against most teams, like against St John's, that we were going to get beat. But now, yeah, the result against Mills gave us a lot of confidence, you know, that we could beat anyone, and that was shown because we lost our next three games. we've bounced back with a decent result against Onken. But yeah, I mean, we've lost a lot of games this season by the odd goal. And
yeah.
Celebrating too much after the Union Mills win.
I think went to our heads.
Thing is, with that Union Mills game, obviously Union Mills were a second, they probably went a bit complacent and we were really pumped up for the game. And we only had 11 players, no subs, so you seem to pull together like that and we just won somehow.
Well, that's a great, like Union Mills have beat Old Boys in the cup. I can't believe that, man.
So we are better than Old Boys, is that what you're saying, John?
Well, I hope you get them in the next round, but it would be nice if you could get to the next round.
we got to Woods Cup quarterfinals this year.
There's only eight, isn't it?
Yeah, we got a bye in the first round and then got beat by Moran in the next.
So was that the best result of the season at the time, I think?
Quarterfinals.
You got to the quarterfinals of a cup. Yeah. Is that the best Douglasson District have done?
I've only been here for 6 years, so in my 6 years, yes.
Yeah. But we celebrated that bye with a good night.
We really did. Yeah, it was good.
And then maybe next year you'll be looking at the Paul Henry.
That would be a very
optimistic point.
Optimistic view, yeah. But you never know. Why not? It's at the end of the day, it's 11 against 11, isn't it?
Well, you'll always beat Ronald's way.
That's something we can definitely say. And for all those Foxdale players out there, we're not losing 4-1 again. Played them three times this year, lost 4-1 every time. So it'll probably be 5-1 next time.
I bet you were delighted that were you in the summer when Jerby went pop. You know, that it was
another 6 points gone for us.
Yeah.
That it was. You played against Jerby a few times. You noticed about the defence, wasn't it, Jerby?
They had, well, this is someone at work told us this, that he thought Jerby Combi had the best back line he'd ever seen. They played a great offside trap, apparently, and only when we pulled the table up and found out they conceded over 100 goals in about 15 games that he finally admitted he might have been wrong, but
I think all of Jerby signed for Ronalds were by the look of it, I was watching Douglasson District when they got Douglas Royals when they got beat up St George's 24-0, and they were shouting from the sideline, "Are you Ronalds Way in disguise?" It's terrible, that. But it looks like Ronalds Way this year, boys, are going to get the wooden spoon and it's not used.
Malou, I think, are just above them. I don't think they can catch them or us or Foxdale, so yeah, wooden spoon, I'm afraid.
I don't think they'd catch Malou if Malou got deducted 24 points, to tell you the truth. They're the worst side in the division.
Have you had Ronald's Way in yet?
No, they're coming in. They are chumping at the bit. JP's had them on the phone three times. So they're ready to come in and tell us all about the season. And they are a bunch of good lads down there, I must admit.
I can say that, definitely, yeah.
Loads and loads of Douglas clubs. Do you find it difficult getting, you know, you say you've already found it difficult getting players, but you think that's one of the reasons because there are so many clubs around Douglas?
Yes. The players that we do get, and there's no disrespect to people that have just joined, tend to be players of a, like for the combi team rather than the first team, so that, which is fair enough, people want to play football on a Saturday, that's what it's all about. But like, yeah, we do struggle to get good quality players in.
I think as Richie said at the start, we are probably two or three good first team players away from being a very good side in Division 2, so if anyone is there listening and fancies coming down, you know, they should definitely do it because we are only two or three away from really competing.
And what about your combi at Douglasson District? Is it full of up and coming youngsters, or is it more about guys who have played for Douglasson District and have sort of dropped down?
Honestly, no youngster. Well, there might be one youngster. The rest are like, we got one player, Chubby Alonso's in there, good player. But other than that, it's people that have played for D&D since the very beginning. And fair play, they always come down to support the first team when they haven't got a game. But yeah, there's no youngsters coming in. But hopefully, talk of a youth team coming up next year or the year after will support that into the combi football.
What about Enzo? Is he still at the club?
Enzo's still there.
What's he doing, cooking or playing?
He's only injured after 5 minutes.
Glass legs is normally Italian, injured.
He's Italian, of course he's injured. Yeah.
Oh, nice one, JP. I was going up there for a meal later on Saturday as well. Oh, it was JP, not me.
So what about some other players within Douglas and District? There must be a few that stand out for you.
Yeah, the one, I suppose, who's had a great season is Daniel Clegg-Stewart. You like him because he's got a double barrel name, John.
I'm sick of saying his name. I wish he'd... Normally he doesn't score, but for 3 weeks in a row, he scored.
17 goals for the season. I think, according to the FA website, he's like fifth top goal scorer. So that is pretty incredible for a D&D player to be that good. He's also... I think he's Tony Stewart's nephew.
He is indeed. He is the new Tony Stewart.
He played a lot of the season at the start, out wide right, out wide left, centre midfield. So he's only really in the last 5 or 6 games started to play as a striker. So it makes the achievement even better.
Well, you're only good up front if your goalkeeper's good.
It's true.
And we've got the goalkeeper sitting next to me, so you've had a good season this.
It's been hit and miss. Started off in the combi, which probably less said the better. But you know, since I've come into the first team, I've been happy in performances on the whole, yeah.
Yeah, and we mentioned St John's earlier on. You mentioned the two Glover boys.
Yes.
And Hurtie in the middle, who's absolutely tremendous. Yeah. He's not a second division player at all. But any other teams, any other players that have stood out in Division 2?
Union Mills, even though we did beat them, I keep mentioning it, I don't know why. they've got their goalkeeper's not half bad, is he? Do know that? He's all right.
He's all right. Yeah. He didn't have the best game against us, did he? But
no. Oh, you shone on that one, didn't you? A little dig at Doona there.
Chris Kelly is a good centre-back.
There was a lad there, I don't know his name, but he played against us the other day for Foxdale, right winger. Yeah. I don't know his name, but if he's listening, I'm sure he'll be proud to hear this. Yeah, I don't know if our left back Hadji made him look good or he is good, but he had a good game against
us. Yeah, had a cracking
game, to be fair. Alan Lemay will phone me up later on and tell me exactly who that is, so he gets a mention next week. Make no bones about it, probably his son, actually.
Yeah, to be fair, Foxdale, surprising really where they are, because they have actually got some good individual players.
Well, I watched him against Paul Rose and he only got beat 2-1, and Paul, you know, needed the points where Foxdale didn't, I suppose. And it was 2-1. It was a great game.
Mm. Someone else I've got remembered is Craig Cowan as well, ex-D&D player, banging in the goals at Police as well.
Is his dad Alan Cowan? Yeah. Probably one of the best referees on the island. Talking about referees, any good ones, any bad ones you've seen? You can't really say the bad ones because I'm sitting here. Any good ones?
We had John Short the other night. Was good.
He was good, actually.
Great actor. Have you seen him in the theatre? Oh, he's a brilliant actor.
I used to play cricket with John. Yeah,
did you? But,
yeah,
what a character.
Yeah, he's a good character. He was a good ref the other night.
Very good. He got a 65. No, I'm joking. He got higher than that. Yeah, he was actually really, really good. He had a laugh as well. It was just all about, like we said earlier, enjoying yourself.
Oh, he's brilliant on the stage. He's great to talk to, John Short. He'll talk. He's worse than me. Believe it or not.
He was after your job, you were saying.
He's not that good.
There is a few indifferent referees, but I don't want to mention their names.
Because you can't... Yeah.
I'm joking. Remember that penalty you never gave against Braddon?
I thought you forgot about that.
Chris Powers, he never forgets that. Ever forgets that.
Do you know what? The lad got carried off on a stretcher, nearly broke his leg in two, and he's still saying it wasn't a penalty. And I was trying to tell him, you know, he's got carried off here, and there's nothing, you know, from my side it was a stonewall penalty, and from his side he never touched him.
He's only been sent off twice this year, Powers, as well.
Well, he left his studs in the lad's shin. I had no option. And I think you'll forgive me.
I'm sure you will.
It's only been 2 years now.
You owe us a penalty anyway, don't you?
I'll give you two. I've promised you two on here. You'll get two.
You heard it here first. Just one more game for you guys this season. It's against Foxdale. Not sure yet when that's going to be played. How can you see that one going?
Well, I've never actually beat Foxdale in the whole time I've been at the club.
Really?
So,
you're on the bench then?
Yeah. Shouldn't have said that. But fingers crossed we'll end the season on a high. After the Mills game, it's kind of been a bit of a disappointment. So 3 points here would end the season on a high note, so fingers crossed.
And then hopefully a couple more players in over the summer and then push on for next season.
Definitely, yeah. Manager Lacey, he's got a way he likes to play, and he doesn't know because he doesn't explain it to any of the players, but he knows the way he wants to play. He's normally off Championship Manager, he gets his tactics and stuff. So, the club is doing well. For the social side, like Scott said as well. But we've got a secretary we don't think should be where the secretary, really. His name's Dave Matheson, and I know he'll be listening right now.
He's like the Mike Ashley of Manx football, with his big beer belly and swigging a strong on the sidelines. But
he's ruining the club.
You want to get rid of him. If he's anything like Mike Ashley...
Matheson out is the chant from the stands.
Yeah, he plays as well, so we're trying to release him. Surplus to requirements.
Ronald's way of looking for somebody like that.
I don't think they take him.
Send him down Jerby.
Just can we give just a quick shout out to Daniel Foster as well? He's someone who used to play for us. He's in Liverpool at the moment. bit of an illness. Looks like he's recovering a bit better, so just a quick shout out to him and to get well.
That's fantastic news. Well, thanks for coming in, lads. In fact, if you hang around, we'll do our weekend predictions next. And also, John, we've been invited to the Douglaston District end of season party. What about that?
I can't believe that.
How good is that going
to
be?
I can't believe all the trophies. I can't wait to see all the trophies. Does somebody actually get Player of the Year down there?
No. We haven't had one yet. 15 years.
No, hey, we'll present one. Right, we'll be back next with this weekend's predictions.